This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes you got to spend money to make money. That is true in business and the economy, perhaps not so much in government. The Internal Revenue Service says your likelihood of being audited is lower today than it's been in more than a decade, less than 1% right now, thanks to budget cuts. However, some of us are much more likely than others to get that call from the tax man. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the story.
Basically, if you're really rich or really poor, you're more likely to hear from the IRS.
If you report literally no income, then you have about a 5% chance of being audited, whereas if you report more than $10 million of income, you have about a 16% chance of being audited.
That's John Friedman. He teaches economics and public policy at Brown University. He says the rich are audited more because they have more money. The poor? The IRS is worried they're bending the rules on the earned income tax credit, a subsidy based on hours worked and dependents. Beyond that, the IRS has a secret formula it uses to ferret out tax cheats. But all that legwork takes legs, auditors.
For every dollar you spend on examinations, you recover about $4 or $5 worth of revenue.
That's Eric Toder, a former IRS research analyst now at the Urban Institute. The IRS says budget cuts have trimmed the ranks of its auditors by 22% over the past 5 years. The upshot? Less money rolling in from audits, and maybe less tax compliance, more cheating, according to Daniel Shaviro, a professor of taxation at NYU Law School.
There's a tendency for people to comply and honor their obligations more if they think kind of everyone else is.
Oh, and taxpayers who actually want to pay up but have a question? They can't get through to the IRS because of cuts to what the IRS calls customer service. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.